USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive the shot the following week to avoid a situation in which all of the leaders of the incoming administration experience side effects at the same time. Both did express concerns regarding a vaccine during the campaign. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen Pence received the vaccine on Friday. A second COVID-19 vaccine was cleared for use in the United States by health regulators. Vaccinations with the Moderna shot could start as early as Monday. A bill to keep the government open was signed by President Trump. The Senate and House both passed a two-day stopgap funding measure to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight. The bill gives lawmakers until Sunday to agree on a larger spending bill and coronavirus relief package. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
More details coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in pure intellectual capacity, and as long as he's good, we're good.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A SpaceX rocket launch set for Friday morning is now looking to be set off on Saturday. The company announcing on Twitter they would take more time for system checkouts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why he's against them.
Yeah, look, right now, when Americans are divided and suffering as much as they are, the very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans and start to have them see themselves in separate historical silos. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. Others, far less so. Others have visitors that can be measured in the low single-digit thousands a year. I don't understand why we need to tell the American history story in separate but equal silos. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans. That's not who we are.
That massive winter storm that hammered the East Coast this week is blamed for at least 7 deaths. The storm dropping several feet of snow in parts of New York and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.